Okay, I'll be right.
Dictation. Today's date is 02/10/2022. Dictation is for Mr. Marquis. Marquis, Keys spells K A Y S. Mark spells M A R K. Date of birth is 12/22/1970. This is a 51-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, low T erectile dysfunction, obesity, and hypertension. Is there for follow-up for these conditions? A medication refill. He stays since his last visit. He has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. In this paragraph, review your systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. In this paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented. Obese gentleman in acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air. Blood pressure 133 over 84. Pulse 110. Temperature 97.8, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular weight and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcystic or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to obesity, no guarding, no rebound, no rigidity, normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is grossly normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is hypercholesterolemia. Number 2 is elevated testosterone. Number 3, erectile dysfunction. Number 4, obesity. Number 5, hypertension, period. Next paragraph, labs were reviewed, labs revealed. These labs were drawn approximately 3 months ago, and they revealed elevated testosterone, 305 versus 304 versus 50 maximum. Thyroid was normal, cholesterol normal. Correction, cholesterol was elevated, 291 total cholesterol, 198 triglycerides, and 209 LDL cholesterol. Hemoglobin A1C was normal, PSA was 1.6, period. Next paragraph, a patient was advised to stop taking his testosterone. He has testosterone at home, which he takes at home. He was advised to stop because of the elevated level. He says he understands and will comply. Next paragraph, medication will refill as follows. Tadalafil, T-A-D-A-L-A-F-I-L, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, simvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, lisinopril/HCTZ, 20/25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he would like to have something for allergies. He stated that he, around this time of year, would get lots of runny nose and congestion, period. He was given samples of Rivent, advised to take Rivent 6 milligrams, advised to take 1 pill twice daily. And if it works for him, he was advised to call us so we can give him prescription for a longer period. Advised to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.